That's crazy. I feel like you have to plan minute to minute because you're doing so much all the time that you have to be exact with where you're going to be and when.
Right. And that's tough in the Midwest because it's like, you know, so many folks while I'm on the road, they want to meet up like as I'm on the go kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
Which is amazing. Like, I love that people reach out. It's just, I have to like, you know, stick that little schedule so I can make sure I meet everyone who had reached out ahead of time too.
Yeah.
And there's a little spot in my ED too. Like, I do build in some extra time. Like, okay, like maybe I'll see like this shop that I really want to pop into, or maybe there's a museum where it's like, maybe I didn't originally have it planned, but it's like, okay, I got 20 extra minutes. Like, at the very least, like, I can run through here and get an idea of what it's all about. So,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting, for sure. And then, you know, you got the Midwest goodbyes and everything. So,
yep.
I kind of have to factor in, like, the, okay, like, I might say I'm going to meet this person for 30 minutes, but it's probably going to actually take 45 minutes, as, you know, we take the two steps out the door every minute as I'm trying to leave whatever business or museum. And it's a lot of that, a lot of kind of ticky-tacky, like, all right, like, how and when will I get from one town to the other and make sure I don't miss anything?
Mm-hmm. And you were just in Morris, like, a week ago, or a week and a half ago or something. I don't know how much you remember, because you're doing so much. What was your favorite part about Morris? I've been dying to know.
I remember plenty. I have this weird party trick where if you name a town, I can usually tell you something about it that I saw or did or someone I met. Morris is easy, you know, county seat and everything.
Yeah.
So there's lots to see and do there, but, Don's Cafe was kind of my personal highlight.
I'm so glad you went to Don's.
I had to go try the famous grilled cheese.
Yum.
And I've never dipped a grilled cheese in ranch before, despite being a Nebraskan, so I was a little hesitant, but it was a good mix.
Well, that's cause ranch is the best.
Hey, well, it's homemade, too. They wouldn't give me the recipe, but I have an idea. So
that's awesome.
That was
yeah.
cool. Yeah. So Don's was a big highlight, and then I wandered around campus for a little bit there. I thought it was really neat that a town of, you know, only 5,000 people has a large campus like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice, too. And, like, it's not like, you know, a singular building like some of these college campuses are in the smaller towns. It's like this. It is. It's a full-blown university, and, you know, students were out and about, and so I kind of blended in as I was taking pictures, and I probably looked like a college student walking around with my phone or whatever, but it was cool to see, like, the athletic fields are shared with the high school and
mm-hmm.
the college, because I was kind of confused for a second, and I was like, okay, like, where's the high school field? And then it clicked for me. I was like, oh, like, they probably just use the same ones. Yeah, otherwise, what else did I do? Downtown was neat. Took me a while to get through there because it kind of
yep.
just kept going. I know the railroad tracks are there, and so I had to keep going like back and forth across the tracks and up and down the streets to make sure I got everything. But
well, there's so much to see. Yeah. Yeah.
There was just a ton. So, yeah, overall, it was a really fun visit. I was there for several hours, and I actually even stayed the night in town. So you can say I was in Morris for, I guess, technically like 14 or 15 hours doing stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was with my family and watching, like, every couple of hours checking to see where you were posting next, to, like, follow your journey through. So it's been really cool to just kind of follow what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, too, because just, you know, if it weren't for all y'all, wow, you guys following along with me, the project wouldn't really be the same. It's like one of those kinds of projects where it's like, I can go out and do this. Like, I can photograph all these buildings and I can write this book and everything, but to see people rally around the project on Facebook and share, you know, their nostalgia and their memories about like the town that they grew up in, or just like the neat businesses or restaurants or things that are to see and do. It's kind of showing that every town has like a little bit of pride. And that's really special for me to kind of be able to put every town in the spotlight, albeit if only in a Facebook post. You know, being from a place like Wahoo, growing up, I was always like one of those kids where like every time Wahoo was mentioned, like it was like I sat up. You know, if it was
mm-hmm.
mentioned in the news or whatever, I sat up. Like, hey, that's Wahoo. Like, that's where I live. And I feel like it's a similar thing on Facebook here, where my posts kind of naturally float around and everyone's sharing and commenting, and it seems like every person in Minnesota on Facebook has seen my page at one point or another at this point. But just to see the reactions of everybody and see that support is really special to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's been what's so cool, is just to have it be a something special for each town. It's not like, oh, this area, but it's genuinely each town gets to be highlighted and feel special in that, which is really, really cool.